heart we come together today to mourn the death of Emil Orsky, husband and life partner of Sylvia, brother of Ashi and Harvey, father of Aviva and David, Deborah and Brian, Rafi and Susan, Yossi, Krista, Natalie, and Ernie, grandfather of David, Michael, and Ben, Elliot, and Sam, Emmett, and Hannah Matilda, beloved uncle, cousin, friend, admired and respected rabbi of Beth David Synagogue in Lynbrook, New York, Temple Israel, Great Neck, New York, and for 35 blessed and fruitful years, rabbi and spiritual leader of this beautiful congregation, Bethel. How can any of us even begin to understand all the lives that one person can touch? How can any of us even begin to understand all the lives that one teacher can influence? How can any of us even begin to comprehend all the souls that one rabbi can ignite and inspire? Rabbi Ornstein was claimed by so many communities as a friend, teacher, and mentor. He shared his love of Jewish life, Torah, Mitzvot, Gemilut Chasadim, his love of life and his joyful sense of play and competition around the chessboard, on the tennis court, in the golf club, at the piano, playing with a deck of cards, or finding that piece of candy that you didn't realize was sitting right behind your ear. Rabbi Ernstein loved to play. He loved people. He touched each and every person who came into his presence with his ability to look you in the eye, to smile his beautiful smile, and in that moment, you knew that everything was going to be okay. You all have been walking such a difficult road for many years, and there are so many people in your lives who have tried to make it easy, supporting you when you were worn out, feeding and caring for you, helping you to laugh, and comforting you when you needed to cry. It is our prayer that this day, that the words of our tradition and the rituals of our people give you all comfort and help you through this dark time. At many, many funerals that Rabbi Ornstein performed, he expressed his grief by claiming his status as mourner beside you, grieving with so many of us in this room, helping us through dark times. This entire community that is gathered here today, family and friends, congregants and colleagues, rabbis and ministers and priests, pastors and police officers, caregivers, teachers, students, we all grieve with you today. We are all mourners. The world is lacking without Rabbi Yehiel Orsi. Our hearts are aching without his words and his smile and the twinkle in his eye. We can only rely on his own teaching. Words that come from the heart enter the heart. May the words offered today give you comfort and healing. May the melodies and smiles and hugs throughout Shiva and morning, enter your heart and all of our hearts, and inspire us all to live better lives, because Yehiel Orsi was a part of our life. Rabbi Orsi has a family of rabbis and teachers and beautiful children who all want to come forward. First, the clergy that are present today, you all honor him and honor the family and honor this community by your presence. Of all denominations of Judaism and of all faiths, it's a statement of who he was as a leader in this community. I'm going to invitation to Nate Israel and Emerson to offer a song and some words, and then Cantor Perry Klein, Temple Bachelor of Livingston, to offer a song and words as well.
I met the DRC family, not by the LSD, basically, 33 years ago. But my wife and I were members of the Fellowship Shuttle. The very first time I saw him up on the steamer, all I felt falling from him was this phenomenally gentle soul, this unbelievable spirit that just touched my soul sitting. Then 5 or 6 year old son, 7 year old son. When I re-met the Ornstein family some 3 years ago, how lucky my congregation came. Deborah Ornstein, Rabbi Deborah Ornstein, said yes to us, and how then I became a part of the Ornstein family. And so, Sylvia Ornstein took me 3 years to call her Sylvia. Deborah said yes, Mrs. Ornstein.
Journey of life that echoes the life of this Still from well
understanding and compassion and conviction, encouraging us, challenging us to be better than we ever thought we could. And so often his words would be linked to that unmistakable Ornstein humor, and this incredible sense of humor, often at his own expense. And no one enjoyed his jokes and stories more than he. And no sermon, hardly any sermon would be complete without a loving, loving reference to his family. And most often, that reference to his, was to his dear Sylvia, who he so cared for and loved. And I like that unique vantage point up here, being able to look up at the congregation and to feel at the same time. As the rabbi would speak, I would look at Sylvia's face just beaming with pride and admiration. Says in Kirkyal, the ethics of the fathers, I say to the Rav, Kneelazah, up there, mind yourself, O Rav, I'm a teacher. Acquire yourself a friend. Well, for not so young cantor coming out of the Jewish Theological Seminary some 20 years ago, maybe 21 now, I still, at the time, went behind the ears. Was so many things to me. My mentor, spiritual mentor, colleague, friend, and second father to me, myself. I love the man. I watched him all these years up close with greatest admiration. It was not any one thing that he said or did. Yechiel taught by example. His kindness, his generosity to those who he knew, those who he barely knew, and affection. I remember he and Sylvia walking down the street holding hands, thinking, after all these years of marriage, a great role model, even. Maybe he's a beneficiary. I don't know how to live life with dignity and honesty. So comfortable with himself. And able to recognize, acknowledge the strength of others. And that in turn only elevated him in my eyes, in the eyes of this community. These past months have been painful, this has been struggling, so my admiration for him has only grown. He never ceased to inspire. Gil Bernstein loved life, loved his tradition. Family, his community, both Jewish and interfaith, and he possessed a keen sense of God's presence, even to the end. His name suggests, Yisrael, Yisrael, may God live, did live with him, again. And in turn, he inspired the love of others. He was surrounded by love, his amazing family, caregivers. They got strength from a loving community. All of you cook for him. For him and the family. Read books, played chess, and performed recitals in the house, or visited even at the end. It was getting harder and harder to respond. You came, you showed your love. He understood. But ultimately, it was you, Sylvia, who was by his side, giving him extra life, literally grieving, life ending him, never giving up hope. Ezra Konegdo, his beautiful other half, an amazing lady. How you do it? How you find the strength? Our prayers, our hearts go out to you. So I want to end by singing a song that I apologize if you heard this last year. London Field's last service here, 2005. At the end of the service, he started singing. Hello? And he got up here and started singing, and then he jumped off the gate. And he pulled up his bride, Sylvia, and he started dancing with her in the eyes. I nearly had a heart attack. I've been shocked. I'm still in shock.
is every tear. My love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. I may be old and the telephone never will exactly know. May trust in passing fancies and in time. Thank you.
bacteria repair or well something. We got advice from the rabbi. He donated, even donated money to causes that he had never really investigated, and all because of his faith, both of them, he and the children. As neighbors, we could hear Rafi playing the piano on the other side and the sweet music coming on this side, and we appreciated it. That was mixed with the laughter that the rabbi had. We could hear his laughter. All that he heard from me was snoring at night. And that was too difficult. We can, my family and I can never forget the first day we came into that neighborhood. While other people looked away, the rabbi and his family came that night and brought food. We had no food. We had just bought the house. His new premises, and they brought food. And food is so important, so very important. I am sure they said, well, and so did we, especially us. There are so many things I want to say about the rabbi, a kind savior, maintainer, all sorts of things, at weddings and so on. But there is not enough time. All I can say is that I still have a key to their house. I haven't broken in the key in there.
Is Yechiel up to so they would say, "He'd love it if you'd come." I secretly thought our visitant had come into all seeing nuisances for him, but we continued to come anyway. One Friday, I offered Emil a different out from our weekly chit-chat. "Would you like me to read you an article from today's New York Times?" His reply was emphatic, "No." He preferred that we talk. On another visit, his brother Arby excitedly brought a brand new recording of a famous cantor to play for Yichiel. But when Arby started to play the CD, Yichiel became agitated and mouthed, "You play." He didn't want to hear any famous cantor. He only wanted to hear his brother play for him on the piano. Although his illness had made it difficult for Yichiel to speak, he certainly knew how to communicate his love for us. Yichiel, thank you for sharing your precious time and love with us. We will miss you and we'll always love you.
Entire division of New Jersey State Police. Thank you.
to study with him, to talk or reminisce or confer or just be with him, and who brought us delicious food that nourished our bodies and our spirits. And it was because of her, with consummate skill and kindness and concern, cared for him as only a loving son could do. And it was because of our wonderful, remarkable children and grandchildren, who merited and had our deepest admiration and love. Almost every night before we went to sleep, we returned to each other and say, "We are so lucky." But most of all, it was because of the indomitable spirit. His body was devastated by disease, but his mind, his intellect, and wit, and understanding, and his neshama, his compassion and concern for others, and his passion for life, were undiminished. Yechiel taught me, and many of you, important, sometimes life-changing lessons. But his life, what he did, and how he did it, is the most profound lesson of all.